calling customer service. How may I help you?
Well, you can help me. My name is Michael Grillo. I'm from 36 Katona Crescent, Cobram, Victoria. Now, about 4 weeks ago, I had trouble with my NBN, and you held me out for 10 days before it was fixed up because it was a problem with Melbourne phones, right, or whoever. Now, on Monday, it went down again. I rang up yesterday morning at about 8:30. The gentleman said he'd get onto it and fix it up for me. It's still not fixed up. I have not got it. I can't operate some of my things, like my buddy will power, my buddy will TV, my phone. When is someone going to do something about this, please? I don't want to go to the ombudsman because then you get a fine. I don't want you to get a fine. Just help me out, please.
So please wait, sir. I'll just check. Thank you for waiting. Michael.
Yes, yes.
Michael, have you changed to any other provider?
Have I spoken to another provider?
Yeah.
Yes, but I didn't go with them. I'm stayed with you, and I got back to your Pete or John or someone, and he gave me a new deal to stay with you for 12 months. The other one, which was Scroop or something, I didn't want to go with them. They rang me. I said no. So I'm not with any other provider. I'm still with you. And I just got your bill only 7 days ago.
Yeah, you got the bill, I understand, but your service got changed?
No, it didn't. No,
to another provider on the 19th.
No, I did not change with them. I said no because I'm not interested because they haven't got landline. If they haven't got landline, what is the use of me going to someone when I lose my landline? So I said to them no. And you'll find that they sent me an email telling me that they have cancelled it. So I am with you, and I've paid you, Blake, for the next month. Last month I lost 8 days, and I still paid the full amount. I don't want to have to pay the full amount and not get it. The gentleman I spoke to yesterday was also going to look into putting a line straight to my house because it is free in this area. He was going to get back to me yesterday. Sorry?
That is the upgrade, the FTTP. I can see that.
They could do that for nothing, but he didn't get back to me. Nobody got back to me yesterday. I still have not got internet. I can't operate my phone. I can't operate my TVs. I cannot operate my battery power. Everything's down. And I'm with you people, not anyone else.
Can you give me some time?
Yes, please. If you can fix it up for me, I'd really be happy. If you're finding trouble with the other mob they reckon I'm with, you give me their number, the person to contact, and I will get the ombudsman on them, and I'll have them fined. Okay?
Yeah, you can please do that. Let me find. So as far as we have got the update, it is showing.
You have got the 100% okay. Actually, when I spoke, I think it was Peter was his name. When I spoke to him, I said to him, he gave me a better deal. I said, I will stick with you for the next 6 months. So therefore, I got a deal for 6 months, but Evans died. Okay?
Okay, no worries. Let me just speak to my team. I'm giving you a call back in an hour or two, okay?
Okay, as long as you don't do like yesterday, he was going to call me back in an hour or two, and I had to ring this morning. So please do not let me down, okay?
No, I'll give you a call back for sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Michael, bye.
Thank you, bye.